No, I didn't understand what was the laughing about, and so what was he on so happy about?
I said go ahead, but I said go away, and Mark took it personally. The previous guy.
Okay. I got you.
It was Rich. It's been fun fodder tonight. Welcome to the party.
Good. I have lost my questions, but I have to go back and get them. But I have one. I don't know if this is the kind of questions you answer to, but I need to know the names of the three best artists using artificial intelligence.
Well, the tech body is that.
Yes. I also need to know what are the other four bodies.
Oh, I can tell you that. You got the chemical body, which is the physical body. You got the astral body, which every culture believes is more than just the physical. They have some institution for that. And then you have the new TV body, and then the more recent chip body, and then Ion exposed the mystery body, what nobody knew. And so you have five bodies, and now we're dealing with the tech body, which is a sixth level. And it is artificial intelligence. So your question was appropriately answered by Ion. We could prove anything that any art world thought about AI. We would meet their art demands or challenges. So that's what that's the layout here.
Well, here's my problem. And if you can help, let's go ahead. If you can't, just let me know that's not the deal.
Let's just stop right there. Stop right there. Right now, today. Seo-Gwen Chung probably is some of the better. Mimo Arten is good. And Mario Klingerman is good. Nobody else really hits the grade, per se. But now they're fleeting. Don't buy the work because it's fleeting. It's like pet rocks. It's not going to last long. But they're who's up and coming and popping in the AI world now.
Great. So yeah, I know about Mario and Su Chong, but I don't know about Mimo. What's the rest of his name?
Akten, AKTEN.
Okay. Great. That's useful. I'm organizing an international conference and festival on quantum and AI art, and the purpose of it is to make scientists and artists work together, artists explaining what the science is doing. And so I'm working on that now. I have a lot of names. I have a lot of things. But I would like to know, according to you, what would be the most important things to point out in a context
of
AI,
what it does.
Yes, I remember that one. I have Bellamy. It's been criticized quite a lot.
Good, but we don't care about that. The algorithms are what you need to pump. The way the algorithms are laid out, that's why that's significant. And if you can validate that, forget the work. Who cares? It's bullshit. You know, it's Whistler's mother. Who cares? You got two? Okay. You got 10? Okay. It doesn't matter. But if you can explain how they painted Whistler's mother, that's different. The clever algorithm is what strands of thread. So it's kind of like the AI is making the quilt, okay? But a human is threading needles. That's why that's significant.
All right, that's good.
So you got to pump that. If you'll pump that, then you'll have something to work to. Now, they're trying to do some stuff in Stuttgart, but it's no good.
It's not interesting, is it? What about generative adversarial networks? What do you think about that? GAN.
They won't hold. Because they're not true to themselves.
I don't understand.
Well, sorry.
They won't hold. Okay, that I understood. But why they won't hold?
Okay. Oh, they're fleeting. They're a meme that you're trying to validate, and it's self-validating until it doesn't. It works until it doesn't. It applies till it doesn't. It turns them on. It's a Rubik's Cube. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. So deep meditation, for example, it is perfect. And that's the memo Arkin. He's from London. That's a perfect example. But it's very, very, very fleeting. It's going to go.
Mm-hmm. It's called deep meditation, you say?
Yes.
Right. So I'm going to make sure I got that down, because that's very important. I wanted to know the categories I should bring up in that conference, and I was thinking about AI being one, and I have a couple of really good artists in that, as well as the one you suggested. But I also wanted to know about machine learning and neural networks. And in Canada, we have a famous man called Jeffrey Hinton at the University of Toronto who has done a lot of work on neural networks. And I just wanted to know whether you felt that was a valuable category to show up.
Nah, it's bleeding. I mean, you'd do better doing a croaker.
Croaker? Arthur Croaker?
Arthur Croaker.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Why him?
Well, he's at least topical. Presently, it'd be topical to what you're trying to do.
Yeah, but there are lots of them. Karen Brad is another one. She's a very important thinker about these matters.
You keep going that, then you're going to be in the deep Christian Murdy. If you keep going, it never ends. So, you know, we're just being topical.
No, I know. But what I'm trying to say is I need five categories. I think I have five categories. I have quantum computing, artificial intelligence, neural networks, and GAN, the generative antagonistic networks or adversarial networks. And so these are the things that I'd like to bring out, but I'm not quite sure how I'm going to do that. And maybe they're not relevant.
And the last one. And you need to know the last one needs to be autonomic synoptic vision. Autonomic synoptic vision. Because the trick of your thing, the whole thing is about, the trick of this is to make the whole world see all those different quadrants, if that's what you want to call them, through one-sightedness. If you can do that, it's going to be a smash. You're going to make everybody see the same thing. And that's the trick of art, is it not?
Yeah, well, the point is to make people understand the new physics we're getting into. Okay? So whatever is going to work to make people are not very, you know, very aware or very knowledgeable or cultivated, but they are interested. So how do you help those people to understand what's going on in both physics and art?
And you take it away from them. You take it away from them. It makes it above their means, beyond their capacity. Can't be inclusive. So they say, oh, hell no, I'll do what I want to do. You don't run me. I'll do this, blah, blah, blah. And then they go pay $26 million for a Starry, Starry Night.
All right. Okay, well, I guess it's not a really interesting project.
Well, how would you take it away? That's what McLuhan used to say. Turn off the environment. How would you take it away from them, Ion?
Oh, don't let it. Tout it. Pimp it. Talk about how it's the best pussy that's ever been. Oh, there's no pussy as good as this. Oh, if you only knew how wonderful this pussy was. You can't believe it. It's unbelievable. It's euphoric. You kill yourself before you ever get to the point of conclusion. It's the most superfluous thing you could ever run into ever in your life. And then say, oh, sorry, well, it's not available to you.
So that would be the mystery. That'd be the mystery body, Derek. You say, I got something here, heard about it, but it's not available.
Yeah, I felt it. It feels so good. It feels so good. You don't qualify.
Yeah, well, I can't do that on a conference that's organized in for a large number of people. We're not talking a small affair. It's a very big thing we're trying to do. And it may be useless,
what does that
but
mean?
I've been asked to
it's
think
two
about
ten,
it.
Two or ten million, it doesn't make any difference. You're presenting the modality. The modality is showing them that they can't have what they think they have. You're providing the syllabus that allows them to see how ridiculous their knowing was, past tense. So you're going to bring them into a culture that can allow AI to be part of their genre, which presently is not in their genre. So that's exactly what you're doing by taking something kids could say that is not and presenting it in such a way that they could participate in that they're not because it's not available to them. They're not going to give $500,000 for this bullshit piece of crap, Bart. That's what you call it. So that's exactly what you're doing.
Yeah. Well, maybe. Another question that I have, which is really, it's relevant to this, but it's also deeper than this, is I read recently that a couple of scientists have said that time and space are not constitutive, are not basic constitutive or of life or matter. There is something else behind this. In other words, time and space are not either eternal or even reliable. What about that?
They're not. There's no such thing as time. Humans, little men, not gods, created time to keep a gauge on how long it takes them to get back to God. Or they judge the days of their life. Well, he was alive, and then he died, so he lived this long. And this long life or short life or bitter life or ugly life or whatever, whatever, he did not ascend. But if you ascend, you don't judge time anymore. Like in Revelations, sorry to quote a scripture, but being Catholic, you should get it. First chapter of Revelation, it says, that soon there'll come a time on earth when time shall be no more. And that's what the reference here is that it doesn't apply. And so in a timeless realm, you don't gauge it that way. Only little men use time as the excuse of what they haven't gotten done. They would have gotten it done, but they don't have
done. What about space?
Space is a gauge. Space is what you take up, not what you go to. Space is not a quantitative measuring tape of time, because they call it a time-space reality. That's what they're trying to gauge, a light year, but they don't even know how far that is. There's no way to gauge that. It's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. It's just puffery. It's Newtonian physics again, which is silly. It just doesn't apply. Okay, set that aside. Now, you bring that back all the way through, and you got to say, okay, what is real, or what does apply, or what can we get, or what does make a significant difference, okay? You got to go simple, 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 easy, easy, easy. Don't get over their heads and sell them something, and then don't provide that what you're selling. They'll love it. Leave them wanting.
Well, no, I was interested for my own sake. This was not related directly to the conference.
Same thing. If you can do that to yourself, you win. Good. Perfect. There's no difference.
And so, Ion, you state what is reality and then withhold it? Because the question is, what is reality or what is real?
Yeah, we could talk for the next hour about the stupid, ridiculous, inappropriate in every way coach house, right? And what we would give our mortal soul to get to control the coach house. Oh, if I could just gain that handful of power for that moment, that elusive moment that I could have it all, the time, space, continuum of every wonderful thing that came out of that little bitty bathroom in the coach house. Oh, if I could just control that which Marge Stewart had in her grasp, you see. And then you kind of go after a second, you go, wait, that's silly, isn't it? Exactly. So it's that connectivity that you're trying to break, build and break, build and break. Obsolesce, retrieve. You've heard that construct before, haven't you?
Obsolesce, retrieve, Derek.
Yeah. No, I'm lost. Like, I don't know what the coach hug has to do with what I was saying, but it's
okay. What does it have to do with what you were saying, Ion? Why did you bring that up?
It's the elusiveness of something that doesn't have any value at all whatsoever, and they pimp it to some value that it has mean something, that it's some McLuhanist doctrine of some sort of something that's wonderful and blah, 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 when you kind of find out it's just a nothingness. And that's the point.
But,
they build it up, and then take it away.
That's really
Hey, let me say this, Derek.
This is all work.
But McLuhan came closest to what you've been saying, Ion.
Say it again, Bob.
McLuhan came closest to dealing with the issues that you've just spent the last 5 minutes answering about time and space. So it is relevant to go there. It ain't nothing's not happening there now, but it is a launching pad. The last one we know, Derek, you know how avant-garde Marshall really is, and nobody knows it.
Yeah.
Which is why we suggested Archie Croker to be your theme base, because at least Croker can get you out of the set.
Yeah. Hey, Croker.
Well, I know Arthur.
Yeah, but if you read his recent books or just any of his books, you probably read them a long time ago. His books are good, very useful for the tech body.
What is his recent book?
He hasn't done one in a few years. I think it's called Drift, Bodies in Drift, something like that. And he's actually talking about my different bodies. He doesn't have the same categories, but he's talking about the multiple bodies we have. That's what he did a few years ago. That was his last book. I'll get you the title. Body Drift, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Body Drift.
Body Drift, okay, that's interesting.
Yeah. And he presents an alternative tetrad, the dark tetrad. That's what's really interesting. He's actually come up with something in this after-image world we're in, or negative pH, or whatever the hell we are, this non-crazy space we're in. So he came up with a very good, up-to-date dark tetrad. So we can talk about that privately, Derek. I'll send it
that,
to you.
And don't forget exits to the post-human future, Bob.
Yes. Yep. Those two were his last books.
The post-human future.
Exits to the post-human future, I think it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, Croker runs C-theory, but he's been strangely refusing any papers for 2 years since his wife died. Now, I knew his wife was very influential in his world, but he has really done nothing since she passed away 2 years ago. So I don't know.
He was very unhappy. I wrote to him, and he was telling me how deeply affected he had been by her loss. And, you know, so obviously I sent him condolences, and she was very down. There's no doubt about it. Maybe by bringing him back to this discourse.
Yeah. Derek, did you write him about a year after his wife died?
No, within the week of his wife.
Oh, okay.
Death.
Yeah, maybe still there. But no, someone should reach out to him. I think so.
But I will, because then I'll ask him if he's interested in this.
Yeah, yeah. We may get a surprising But back to your point, I have your quantum questions. You don't want to deal with that today. You're doing what you're doing here, right?
No, I'm okay with those questions as well, but why don't you put them up? Because I don't have them in front of me, and I've got a lot of trouble with my computer. It's getting very old, and it doesn't answer to my request, so...
So what are you saying I do with the questions?
Then you should read Data Trash.
Data Trash. That was Croker's book in 1994. Data Trash.
Yeah. And The Virtual Class.
No, that wasn't the title of a book. Yes, but Data Trash is about the virtual class. That's right.
Theory. That's the theory of virtual class.
Yes, that's his updated Marxist manifesto, updating Marx.
Hmm.
Okay, the questions. So I'll just try a couple of questions here, Ion. This is Derek. What does the polar flip imply for life, humans, and built environment?
Define what you're saying built environment includes.
What would you say to that, Derek?
Well, no. Cities, places, people are great. If you flip the world, or if you, I don't know how it's going to happen anyway, but if you flip the world, there'll be some tidal waves and things, and so the built environment will be destroyed and people will lose their lives. That was the whole question.
Oh, yes. Most of them are going to die. If they don't ascend, they will be consumed. Yes.
So this is the way the world ends.
For little man, says Ion.
Not with a bang. Not with a bang, but a whisper.
A whisper. Whisper, not
no,
a whimper.
A whimper.
Whisper. A whimper. You're saying whimper. M.
Whisper.
Oh, whisper. Okay, whisper.
We would never quote Eliot. We would never quote T.S. Eliot. That's ridiculous, Bob. It's crazy.
Okay, second question. Why and when
this is
will the Meg...
You think this is Wyndham Lewis or something? Come on now, Bob. You better than that.
Actually, Derek, I'm a big fan of Eliot. So that's... A different ion, an ironic ion. Okay, second question. Why and when will the magma stop churning?
It's already slowing now. That's why you have the big field down in South America that's dead now. Well, close to the South Pole, there's a whole section where nothing works. There's nothing. You can't get a signal. Satellites don't pick up. Nothing applies. It's already started.
Well, Derek's saying,
They have the aurora, where it's happening now, the aurora borealis.
Right, but the question is, why will the magma stop churning? Because of the polar flip? Is it that simple of an answer?
Because magnetic north and north are shifting, and now it's getting faster. In a world of no time, it's pretty good.
Okay, this may be a repeat, and then there's a more interesting question, but the third question is the planet about to turn dead? Without it, what is it?
No,
the magma,
it's not.
Eric?
No. It's not that. No, stop. It's ridiculous. What's going to make an issue with the planet is when you drop the electromagnetic field and you have no magnetism. So, therefore, you have no protection. So, you get flooded with microwave radiation and gamma radiation, which will blister you quickly. And if you're not ascended or have a different strata and you meet that body, then you'll be consumed like a fire. And that's the case.
Now,
that'll go
you're
quick.
Not a bit, right. Now, you're not a businessman, but I could say that our products protect you from that fate. As preposterous as that sounds.
Well,
would you agree with that?
No, it's not. The mineralization that you can't get in your normal meat sack now, it does help that to get you to a place while the environment is changing.
But something dramatic about the burning off our flesh, do we protect ourselves from that with our products?
That's correct. The dermis, the heavier dermis. But you've got to send in the formula, the AL2SO4 formula, and let him chew on that a little bit too, Bob. Because that gets a little outrageous when you start realizing that the Earth is coming to that. Like, they keep raising the number of rads of radiation that give you cancer now, Eric, because it keeps increasing and you still live. So it's like, wait a second, something's wrong. This amount of radiation would have killed your grandparents, but yet you're flourishing with it. So it's like that.
Right. Right. Now, the Living Water, Bread of Life, and our newer products with the amino acids will meet these new terrible demands on our flesh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here's a good question. Are the presence of angels evidence of parallel universes?
No, but the OA movements are.
The effect of doing them. the Omega Alpha movements are evidence of parallel universes. Okay,
absolutely.
That's interesting. And the angels are not in universes. They're in another vibration of
They're in between all of that. They're splices. It's a splice.
They're between them. The gap is where the action is. Okay.
They pop
here it
in.
Is.
And
but wait, hold it. I've got a question regarding that. If there are alternate universes, is the magma a problem at all?
Yes. Of Earth, yes. All the Earths.
Of Earth, but all the alternate universes don't give a hang about Earth, do they?
No, they don't. Because we're just trying to get the folks back to paradise, to heaven, to Canaan, to Andromeda, whatever you want to call it. Call it foie gras. We like foie gras. That's great. We're going back to foie gras. Okay, good. Let's go. Pack your shit.
Yeah.
Let's go to foie gras.
I would see a universe made of foie gras. No problem.
Okay, so Ion.
Wonderful.
The polar flip does not affect other universes.
No.
That's a question. Do they have polar flips?
It'll affect all the Earths, what you call Earths, as Noah's Earth. It'll affect all of those.
Yeah.
But, yeah, other universes, no. Beetlejuice won't have
But it'll affect all the Earths are in parallel universes or in other Earths?
Yeah, there's multiple.
What are they?
There are other multiversions of Earth.
I see.
You're always building a new one, Bob. Didn't you watch Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, for God's sake?
Yeah, I did, yep.
They always got one.
Yep.
They always got one in production.
Okay, the next question. Why are humans incapable of getting their act together to avoid a second wave of coronavirus?
Because they're so powerful. Their humans are so powerful that they separated themselves from their power so completely that this winds or blaze of anything absolutely destroys their entire world. The tiniest little nothing. They build something up to have it ripped asunder. They pimp something up. One black person gets killed in Minnesota, and people are in the streets rioting all over the world over this person, and they kill black people all day, every day, all the time. And it's no big deal. Did it in Atlanta yesterday. Now they're out in the street burning Atlanta, even now. So it's a sympathetic syncope. And so what happens is this wind that blows, there's been seven other corona-based viruses. This is the first virus, which was supposed to be a little Zika nothing. It was supposed to be nothing. But Carolyn got a hold of it and morphed it into this corona COVID. Now it's COVID. It's supposed to be something else, 20, that's morphed it into this whole other thing where it's become viral and bacterial simultaneously. So both apply. And now they're having a new rip in Beijing where they can't get to the, have to close there on a lockdown and fish is no good. The new thing, the bacteria thing is on all the cutting boards. So all the fish that went out everywhere, that's all they have to eat is the fish. It's all poison. So they have to throw it all away. It's ridiculous. So it's just really amping up now because they had to get everybody out of their house. Now, let the sin begin.
Okay, so you were, just to make sure people got it right, we're so powerful that we could cut ourselves off from power. That was your opening point, right?
Yeah. You're so powerful you can cut your head off to prove that you have blood.
Are you still there, Derek?
I am. I am. I mean, if there are parallel universes, is there any chance one day that people from the Earth can actually get into one of those?
People do it all the time. We have, if you were around more, you'd pick this up, but you're busy and have important things to do, so we understand that. But Bert, he's all but mastered it. It's pretty amazing. We've got a couple of students of the arts that are pretty amazing.
Yeah, Derek, we were talking a lot about
Bentoin,
that.
Bentoin's got some of the formulas. He's working out some of the detailed formulas from a calculus percentage that allows you to understand quarks, how quarks apply, how you slip between dimensions. You got Bob and his dead bodies that are morphing into things, turning into a nice little piece of myosin sitting on the fireplace, on the hearth of the fireplace, looking through the little keyhole. There's a little bobblehead bobbing around over the place with J.R. Bob Dobbs forever, singing songs from C.K. Alien 1,000 years ago. It's pretty wonderful.
So listen to this, Derek.
Hey, don't we include that, Bob? Give him that as the AI. Give him the Church of the Subgenius. Why don't you do that? That'd be perfect. It would apply, and it would be creative.
Okay.
It would be innovative, and it certainly would be AI.
What are you saying? We should give what? You mean that to Derek's festival? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, to make it be a reunion for the Church of the Subgenius. It'd be fun.
Okay, Derek, we were talking about this an hour ago. It was pretty in detail. The overall principle I get from Ion is that I chose the implications and effects of eternity, that we live eternity. So we've had time, non-time, endless time to develop little tiny, tiny worlds and huge, big worlds. So, what's regular for me when I'm swimming, Derek, on my fourth lap, and I go for 45 minutes, 50 minutes, and on my last lap, I'm like waiting to finish, and it takes one-tenth the time. I leap. I can see it. I leap and slip into some place and then bypass the last 50 meters, and then I'm ahead. So I've had experience in my swimming of to do that. You go into another universe, and then you come back out. So that's interesting. So I understand the small level. Now I haven't flown out of the window here and gone into another huge world over Maui Bay. You know that hasn't. I haven't consciously done that.
You went to Molokai. Went to Molokai though once.
Yeah, that's right across there. The main point, Ian says, Derek, that no human has ever slept. When you go, quote, sleeping, you go to a parallel world because you've been limited by being in this world, so you need a break from it. You don't need a break by being unconscious. You just go to another world. So we're doing it all the time in what we call sleeping. So those are different. That's interesting, yes. Okay, one last point here, number six.
And Eric, it's where some of your best ideas come from. It's when you arise from your slumber because you clear the cobwebs, you confuse yourself, and are constantly doppelganging yourself in and out of your own constitutional repose that allow you to have a different thought process. It's basically walk away from it, let it go, and then come back, and it seems clearer or with less rigidity. Sometimes it's what you're doing if you're practicing it otherwise. Groundhog Day, we say.
Okay. Yeah, I never understood why is it called Groundhog Day?
Ask Bob. He lives it every day from I got you, babe, even now.
Well, when you enter the world of no time, you hog the ground. You know, to quote McLuhan,
oh, okay.
You hog the ground. It's connected to the groundhog that comes out around February to see whether there's going to be six more weeks of bad weather or not. So it's
six more weeks of winter. So Punxsutawney Phil is a groundhog. That's us. And Bob is Bill Murray. He gets up every day to see if we are going to see our shadow or not. In the noir version, of course. Is it going to be a good day or is it going to be a bad day? We don't know, but we're going to do this every single day until we work it out. I got you, babe. And then it starts over another
You know
day.
That movie, Bill Murray, Groundhog Day, Derek?
No, I haven't seen it.
Okay, that's a good movie. He was just describing it.
Okay.
The final question, is humanity now globalized not only by business, but more by the recognition of a common fate in face of the virus? Is humanity capable of evolving to another stage of the tech body as it demonstrates during the alphabetic evolution 2,000 years ago?
No. Yeah, no, it doesn't because they're looking for something to take them out, Bob. They're looking. Mm. They invented the A-bomb. They invented the hydrogen bomb. They invented the virus. They invented the drones to kill them in their beds. They created the microwave radiation, the NOAA, the run the thing, blow the earthquakes. They figured out everything they could figure out, and they've made so much power, but they keep pumping it back into the black mirror, just like they did, well, in Pentecost, when they finally got their power in Pentecost, and they were imbued by power from the Holy Spirit, you know, the mob. That was the mob back then. There was the Rat Pack with the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And he gave it all to everybody, and they wouldn't take it. They wouldn't have it. Well, then they got magically imbued with their power. And what'd they do with it? They left it, put it into the mail, put it back behind the veil, and now pumped it all into the black mirror. So you're having that experience right here, right now. But everything you experience here forward will be what the tech body allows. Isn't it interesting that Eric's doing an AI symposium now in a large scale, because that's all there is now? Who's painting anymore? And if they are painting, who's buying it? Nobody. So,
excellent. Are you still there, Derek?
I am. Yeah. No, I mean, I'm trying to make sense of all of this. It's not easy, but I'm working on it.
No, it's not easy. You have to re-listen to it. So your final point, which is interesting, I think you're talking about Catherine Fitz's email that you sent me, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Now, we did a whole session on her. Ayn was, of all the fringe thinkers in 2010 that we went through, Ayn was impressed with Catherine Fitz. So Ayn knows Catherine Fitz, knows of her. So she has a statement about vaccines that you might be able to see in my mind, Ayn. What do you make of Catherine Fitz's history and why she's so pissed off at the vaccination scene?
Well, she's just trying to point out the incredulity that they would create something that doesn't work, that can't work, that they're going to put on everybody to see if it works, when they know full well that the half-life of it is worse than the sum total of the gang, and yet they're willing to do it anyway.
Yeah, now Derek told me he's a bit confused about the vaccination thing. Maybe ask something particular about vaccines and see what Ayn says, Derek.
Yeah, the fact is that, of course, I understand the question of the vaccine being less in. What I don't understand is why people are so worried and connecting it with some kind of world order that they accuse Bill Gates of trying to push in.
Oh, yeah, no, it's not that. It's not that. It's getting you used to that process, you see. Homeopathy doesn't work. If it did, you could ascend. We would have a homeopathic version, a vaccine to let you ascend, if that were the case. That's not what happens. What happens is they're just trying to break down the chain amino acids in the meat sack body that allow you to stay at a certain level of what you call the dead water. When you get in a deep pool, the deeper you get, the water's dead. There's no oxygen in it, so it's just layers of dead water after a certain point. And what the vaccines typically do are pull you down to a position where you're so low, you don't get high enough to catch the bigger, better stuff, basically. Now, if you're talking about something that comes from a tincture that you're engaging from that level, like, say, you have a problem with pollen, we would say go roll in pollen. Get up so much of it in your system that you'll be sick of the dog for 3 days, but then you basically build an immunity to it and you overcome it. Okay? But that's not what they're doing here. They're taking a synthetic capacity that's dead, introducing it into the body, and see what grows out. And the problem is that what they're vaccinating for may have nothing to do with what the virus that they're vaccinating actually is for.
Let me say this, Derek. So, no, that's a really good detail, Simon, but the issue is, why does Bill Gates become a figure for some global corrupt plan?
We don't know. We don't see him as a head of anything. He can't even pay his bills.
But why has he become a figure for the conspiracy theorists
Because they've stopped talking about him. Any attention, he's like Donald Trump. Any bad attention, still attention, Bob. He's a nothing. He's dispelled out of Microsoft. What the fuck is Microsoft? But he's supposed to be the king of the world. Richest man in the motherfucking world, and nobody gives a fuck who he is. Well, I want something from his trust. Well, that's all anybody wants. That's all they want from you, too, Bob, is your money. You give them trillions of dollars, and they don't even say thank you. So, piss on them.
So you're saying Bill Gates is encouraging this image about himself?
Sure. Beats nothingness, the void, becoming the void. In about 30 seconds, people are going to say, oh, Bill Gates. And they say, who? Oh, he invented Microsoft. What the fuck is Microsoft? It's a big soft thing? Is that like a mega? I want a mega hard. I don't want a Microsoft. I want a mega hard.
That's what I like here. You are not answering the question. Why are people considering that somebody is trying to take over the world using vaccines and Bill Gates and Soros and all these people are accused of being part of some kind of deep state? Now, you tell me about that.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's tech body. That's not them. They're getting blamed for it. They have nothing to do with it. That's tech body 101. Feeding the hysteria.
So the tech body's doing that.
Humans give up their power.
Yeah, but the people are accusing.
They'll accuse something else tomorrow. They'll accuse you if you give it long enough. They accuse Bob. Bob says, hell yeah, I did. I fucked every one of them. I did it. Yeah, I did it. Yeah. And I poisoned the communion wine and everybody died. Yeah, I did that. I did that. And he's like, what are you doing, Bob? You can't do that. He's like, but I did. Yeah, I did it. Yeah, I probably did. I don't remember. I don't do nothing, but I don't know. But to see the lightness of that whole thing, humans are so powerful that they're always looking for a reason. It's not whether you win or lose. It's how you place the blame.
So it's a little man phenomenon, Derek, that's always happening.
Okay. It is. But they're also bringing down the 5G towers, and they are fighting, and they have
huge numbers of followers. There are no 5G towers yet. They aren't producing 5G yet. They don't have a telephone to run 5G yet. There is no 5G yet. They're working on it, but there's no 5G tower. It won't even run from the tower side. It'd be more satellite-based. Otherwise, you just have a really big 4G.
So people hallucinating, projecting that 5G is already here. What information out there makes them think it's already here?
Because they're having a funk.
There's a lot of fake news going on about all of this, and people believe in fake news. Of course, they wait for fake news.
Okay.
So there's no doubt about it. We've got a problem. We have a global political problem between the people who think that they're going to be turned into robots by emanations of the 5G.
They're not going to be.
And the other people are saying, let's try to do some order
here. They're going to be dead. They're not going to be
okay,
robots.
So Derek, they're picking up that they're going to die, and they're looking for who to blame before they die. So you agree with Ion, yes. Derek, that the towers are not here yet. The 5G structure is not here yet.
No, it isn't here yet, although it's being very rapidly put in place. And those towers, I've seen pictures of them. Maybe it's not the fake news, but there are pictures of people bringing down those towers, and that's the way it is.
Yeah, they are burning the towers,
Don't doubt they're bringing. Don't doubt anything about the tower. That's not the issue. But there's no 5G in that tower they're taking down. That's the point.
Yeah, I agree. That's true.
Now here's
it's all symbolic. It's a symbolic warfare. It really is, and this is why all the questions that we're asking here may have some kind of complete wrong ground, but the effects and the figures are really working at each other. Head.
Yes.
So,
Thank
I'm interested
you so
in the ground.
Much.
Of
Thank
course
you.
I am.
Thank you. Oh, that's wonderful. Ooh, Bob, we were swooned. We were the clamps just for a second there. He's acknowledging the tech body. We're so excited. We're doing a good job. It's so wonderful. Thank you. Hey, this is pretty
yeah,
good, Bob.
Well, you're welcome. I have to leave here.
Yeah.
No, Derek.
You just finally drug somebody in here that has a value. How wonderful.
So, Derek, you got to go. So let me just wrap up.
Yeah.
Ion is 8/11 of the tech body, according to Ion. And so that's us. So that's why Carolyn triggered the coronavirus, which is a preposterous statement. But, you know, we're the hidden ground here. And the update is Ion said today that the virus is in meat and fish. And he suggested people are starting to go a little bonky because of the present virus. And the reason Trump and them want them to get back to work is that the virus is at their home. The mask doesn't stop it. It's at home. So get them out of the home. That's actually what they're thinking back at the White House. So that's the latest.
Yeah, I think, yeah. Sure. Yeah, in the morning, take a slug of bleach and then go to work.
What'd you say? Go to the beach? What was the first part?
No, in the morning with your coffee, take a slug of bleach and then go to work.
No, he didn't. He didn't recommend that. What Ian is telling us, and Trump will listen to this show to find out what's going on, is the latest is that people are getting pretty unstable and projecting that the 5G is here because the virus is getting in their brains from the food they're eating. That's the latest from Ion. I have no proof that Ion's right, but it's been right in retrospect.
Well,
so
we
far.
Do. We'll do. Beijing, China, you can see it everywhere. They've taken all the cutting boards. It's on the cutting board. They've gotten the shit of all the fish, and they've quarantined Beijing, not Wuhan. They done got the big house, boss. So if you believe that, then there's your proof.
So that's not made the headlines that they've quarantined Beijing.
Meanwhile, in Atlanta, we'll be shooting niggers. Don't worry about us over in the mainland. We'll be taking care of our own little problems, one bullet at a time. It's a Black Lives Matter, and they figured out how many they can kill and make a big to do about it. That's
okay, guys.
So hysterical.
I thank you all, but I really have to run.
Okay, well, thank you. Very good question, Derek. Excellent.
Bye.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.